This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Queen has her castles, the Germans have their Schlösser, the Spanish their paradores and castillos, which brings us to les châteaux. Many French castles, mansions, and other historic buildings are falling apart, but online accommodation sites like Airbnb are becoming a lifeline for owners. This report from reporter John Lawrenson begins on an island in the Bay of Saint-Malo on the northern coast of Brittany.
Alain Etienne Marcel, 72, leaps ashore and pulls his dinghy up behind him. Above us, his fort of dark granite looms. Louis XIV built it in the 1600s to keep the English out. Now you can rent it out on Airbnb for $700 a night.
I've had visitors from India and the USA. This summer, some people from Sweden came and held their wedding here. They heard about the fort on Airbnb.
Ici, il y avait une énorme brèche là.
Ah oui. Marcel shows me a bit of collapsed fortified wall he rebuilt with stones. The rental money is helping pay for restoration work like this.
Bon, bonne soirée, hein. Salut.
He leaves me to spend the night in the fort. I'm settling down for the night. It's only like 8 o'clock. But it's been dark for 2 hours. What else am I supposed to do? It's a little bit nippy, but I'm in one of those ancient Brittany cupboard beds. So you can close the door, and it keeps the draft out. It's a nighty night.
Il est bien évident que tous ces bâtiments qui sont maintenant
We won't be able to prevent deserted and dilapidated buildings from becoming ruins unless we see them as commercial opportunities.
On ne les sauvera pas.
That's real estate agent Patrice Bess, who recently launched a château-only house share site. Airbnb says it now has more than 1,700 French castles on offer. It says that apart from the international reach, owners like how easy it is to get your property on sites like theirs. Back at the Petit Bay Fort, Marcel has chugged over from the mainland to pick me up and gets talking about the history of this place. Thanks in part to online house sharing, he says it has a future as well. In Brittany, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.